It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. Just admiring your virus top.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, from the
virus top. From back in the day.
Early 90s, very early 90s.
I bought in because Amelia just bought a new one, so I wanted to show off. And,
perfect.
Yeah.
So we have a film today that tries to reverse something. It tries to reverse the romantic genre. And it does a messy kind of job of it in a way that sort of fails. It's called Return to Montauk, yeah, which is in New York. And it's it's a European film, and it stars Nina Hoss, who's pretty great, and Stellan Skarsgård, who...
Daddy Skarsgård.
Is that how you say it?
He's like the patriarch of the massive Skarsgård family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like as in from old Skarsgård.
Alexander Skarsgård.
The whole family do it.
Yeah,
but this is Stellan in this particular film. And you know, they have this very kind of powerful Swedish approach to acting.
I love Swedish acting.
Oh, look at it, some Swedish fan. that's really great. But this is mostly a talking heads film. This guy who happens to be a novelist, the scene opens on him having this incredible kind of monologue in a New York library, and we're really impressed by his deep, philosophical kind of literary ways.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. I know, turned on yet.
Sounds like a good film so far. Yeah.
He has decided to try and reconnect with some woman, even though he's married, who he had an affair with 17 years prior, or 20 years prior, but she's 17 years younger. Anyway, they meet up. She's a lawyer. They have a lot of talking head time.
Yep.
And quite heavy.
A lot of back and forth.
A lot of back and forth and fairly heavy.
I guess emotionally it goes all over the show.
Well, there could be more emotion. There could be a little more passion, I think.
Swedish. Don't forget Swedish.
A little bit cold, do you think? That part of the world.
Great people. Warm people. Just sometimes. It's just. Sometimes they don't necessarily wear their emotions on their sleeve, in my experience.
So true. I can speak. I've got some Norwegian in me. anyway. The film's dialogue is super heavy. It goes on for 80 minutes, which is, you know.
What were you hoping for, a sex scene? What was it? What were you?
Yeah, if you can bring your imagination to the cinema or the DVD in this particular case. Every time Max, who's the character he's playing, and the attorney, Rebecca, who Nina Hoss is playing, open their mouths.
You see, the way your body language there suggested that you didn't believe her as a Rebecca.
Do you think? I think you might be right, and I'm not sure that the audience that's listening to this show can see my body language.
Which is why I brought it up.
Very kind of you to translate. Thank you. Yeah. So torrents and torrents of words pour out. She's a lawyer. She actually says at one point, "I'm a lawyer. I talk for a living."
Oh.
Yeah. Just.
And you keep going.
But I'm not sure. I'm not even sure that that's what lawyers do. You know. Yeah, so it tries to say rather than, you know, like in terms of turning the romantic genre on its head, it tries to say rather than two people meeting, it's about two people trying to reconnect and rekindle and trying to go back in time.
Which is like, I mean, there's so many rom-coms about that.
I don't think it's that fresh.
So there's just so many, oh, wow, and it all worked out, cool. When in life, often things really don't work out sometimes. Hit the skids.
I know, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is a pretty average film. It was given some pretty average reviews from people around the world, and we've just provided another fairly unenthusiastic review about it.
Like a Sunday afternoon if it was raining and there's nothing else on a telly film.
Well, I suppose it could
be. That's written from a guy who watches Emmerdale Farm.
I don't know.
What day is that on? That's on Sunday, isn't it?
It's every day, Monday to Friday.
Oh, excuse me. You just looked at me like I was the most ignorant pig on the planet. Sorry about that. Sorry, Rob. I apologise. I thought it was a bit of a Sunday afternoon. Look at you. He's going to hit me. Calm the farm, brother. Calm the farm.
Calm the farm. Yeah, it's nice. That's so true.
So you're saying you wouldn't even watch it then?
Well, you know, you can watch it. You could watch it on a Sunday afternoon if you're really maybe hungover or something. Of course, Stellan Skarsgård starred in Breaking the Waves, which is a really disturbing film if you'd prefer to watch that on a Sunday afternoon. Oh. Perhaps you could watch...
Put it like that.
Perhaps you could watch A Return to Montauk after Breaking the Waves just to try and calm yourself down.
I don't know if I want to even know what Breaking the Waves is all about.
Oh my goodness, that's just it's
a better option to me.
Well, I don't know. It's the Lars von Trier film, so it does go on, but it's just like whoa.
No, okay.
Lars von Trier is quite famous, of course, for making extremely long films.
Yes, yeah, quite good for like just when you think, oh no, actually it makes a good one.
That's true.
He's very cheeky.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think I remember doing an all-nighter watching The Kingdom at a cinema years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's not one of them. All right. Well, okay. So let's get back to the one that you've decided to highlight today, The Return to Montauk.
I didn't decide to highlight it. You know, I don't think I would have decided to highlight it.
No, obviously not. Well, you've had a good run of about like 10 that you really liked.
Well, yeah, I think there were about 3, weren't there?
Yeah, but, it felt like 10.
I know. Anyway, I'm sure that if somebody is a fan, you know, of such things as, I don't know, trying to return to a romance or
Would it make a good play?
Maybe.
Sounds like the sort of thing that might make a good play.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You know, because it... I'm trying to retrieve it. It's just not that easy.
Okay.
Okay, well, you know, like, there are some very serious moments, if you're interested in seriousness, and...
As I know BFM listeners are.
Yeah.
BFM Breakfast Show listeners are very interested in seriousness. All right, well, okay, let's put this to bed and give away a copy to some lucky B card holder.
Absolutely.
If you just want to text in the word DVD to 5395 and your name and your B card, the first person to do that can win themselves a copy of Return to Montauk with all its talking and not getting
lots
togetherness.
Of talking, yeah,
and,
that's true.
And New York Library and Swedish actors.
Yes, true, and good actors too.
Okay.
Technically good actors.
You sold me. Thank you, Maria.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.